Do not gesture to the MP3 player. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says, I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now Standard Oil is always advertising, we know that's so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seems to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says, I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And if money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids. When you took them dancing, ordered only lemonade.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast. This series is what I call Banana Oil, just like the song states. We poke fun at life in general, politics, parody tunes, and some really old-time radio, silly adult theme shows.
Because I just love farming. More banana oil. Now here's one thing I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot. But the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no E's, .com.
You're listening to a presentation brought to you by Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Disclaimer. The material and comments presented in this podcast
do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the producers and the providers. And about half the world.
One of my own. Now I sit at home alone and hear them sing the church. But all that I can hear is.
And good evening, replay people. It's Radio Dan, and we have. Let's see, how much time do we have before the show is officially beginning? You should be used to this drill if you're listening to this on a replay. If this is your first time listening to this on a replay, this is actually about, we are 2 minutes before we're going to go on the air. And the reason that is that I kind of have to warm up my stream. However, I record the whole thing, so the people who listen to it on any kind of a replay, you my friends, are getting an extra 2 minutes of airtime, and what could be better than 2 more minutes of me, right? Okay, so let's see. Now we're down to about 90 seconds. That explanation always fills up a few, and I'm grateful for that. It is Friday, October 27th, by the way. And I don't really know what that means. Hopefully, that means that there's people going out tonight, because Friday nights are for going out. That's my own personal belief. You should be listening to this on a streamer. If you are not listening to this on streamer, you can go ahead and listen to it on the Shoutcast. And wherever else that you may be listening to, I'd just like to say hello. Here comes Jessica getting ready. We have about 1 minute before we actually go live. And Jessica looks like she has a candy bar in her hand or something. And it's a granola bar, so, you know. Right? Okay. Yeah, the pre-show is never much of anything. It's kind of just me just letting you know that it's a pre-show and the real show hasn't begun. Jess, you have about 30 seconds to be seated next to me, please. It's always debatable whether she'll make it on time. 15. Ten. Well, here she comes. Good job. Okay. And
it's equally
CBS presents this program in color.
Everybody put your hands in the air.
Wait a second. Wait, I know you're about to start, but it's Friday, so I was thinking maybe we would play a different song for Friday.
Okay.
You know, something a little festive. Right. Let me know what you think about this, okay? We're going to try something new. You tell me what you think.
Bex, I just grown like potatoes and corn.
Huh?
I never had a mammy or pappy, as far as I recall.
Huh?
I don't remember one that thing about family for the wrong.
Oh, right.
I never was born, I never was hatched, just grew like a tater and a tater patch.
Oh,
I never
my
was
God.
Born, I never was born, I guess I just grew like potatoes and corn.
What do you think? Should we use that?
No.
Okay, sorry about that. Never mind. Take two.
I don't know what to say. I guess it's time for the Radio Dan Show. With your host, Radio Dan.
Hooray! It's me! It's my show. It's not.
You know what's so funny? First of all, everybody, welcome to the Radio Dan Show. I am your host, Radio Dan. You know what's really funny is that you have no recognition of that song on your face when I was playing it. That's from Topsy. That's that thing Annabert's always playing. You didn't recognize that?
No.
Okay. Oh, all right. Well, anyway, let's get down to the business, shall we? Well,
that was horrible.
Really? You don't like that? Are you sure? Maybe you didn't give it a good enough chance. Maybe the second verse. Oh, whoops.
I never had no teaching or learning. I never learned to write.
All right.
Sometimes I don't know my own name. I guess that's not too bright.
No.
I never was born. I never was hatched. Just grew like a tater in a tater patch.
Oh, my
I
God. Well, does it get any better for you? Well, get used to it. Okay. This is the show, by the way, where not only do I play songs to annoy Jessica, but I sit around and I discuss the wonders and the glories of pop culture. I sit and talk about movies and television, radio, books, why, whatever tickles my fancy for the evening. That's pretty much how it goes around here. Hopefully you are listening on the Streamer Radio Network. That is where you can listen in high fidelity and enjoy our interactive chat rooms. And while I do broadcast on the station known as Talk Radio X, you can listen there, but interact with us. We are sitting in the Italian chat room because, well, contractual obligations prevent me from being in the Talk Radio X chat room. Something like that. I went in there once, I spilled a few drinks, and I got kicked the hell out. So now I sit in the Italian chat room where people spill drinks all the time and no one ever notices. So that's the story there. And if you're listening in any other areas, through the website, on the Shoutcast, through satellites, through you're spying over my shoulder, whatever, welcome, hope you enjoy.
ESP.
Or for the more athletic people, it's ESPN. How I start the show off is I turn to the sidekick. My show, which is just this wonderful thing, as you can tell already, starts out like a house of fire, and then I kind of slow it down a little bit, and I get a little reckless. I turn it over to the intern, and I say, Jessica,
mm-hmm.
Is there anything that's on your mind tonight?
Mm-mm.
Really? There's nothing on your mind tonight?
Let me ask you something.
Oh, please.
Did you go to my work today?
Let's see, did I?
Yes!
You're not touching my water.
You're not going to share your glass
of
water with me?
No.
Wow.
No.
You're grouchy today, aren't you?
I am.
Okay.
Because I'm cranky and tired.
You're ornery, huh? Fantastical.
Okay, so, what happened when you came to my job at 6 o'clock, an hour after I'm supposed to be off?
Well, I went there to pick you up, and we didn't leave until 7 o'clock.
Because I was super mega huge duper busy.
Yes, yes, yes.
Although, you know what? I did go to Hooters for lunch today.
How was lunch?
It was okay. The food was okay.
Let's go ahead and pimp out Hooters for no apparent reason. They're not providing us with any food or anything, are they?
What do you mean? Oh, no.
Why are we giving us some free pub?
Well,
there's about 8 people listening out there that are going to be influenced by the Radio Dan.
I know. I was going to say nobody's going to like. Hooters.
I will take the topic. You mind if I do your segment?
Yeah.
Talk about my day?
Well, I was going to talk about Hooters.
Oh, is that right?
No, go ahead.
Well, you said I have no segment.
No, I don't. Go ahead.
All right. So, first of all, let's talk about last night at 3:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. At 1:30 in the morning. Radio Dan happens to be a late night kind of character, okay? So, at 1:30 in the morning, I decide I'm about to go to sleep. Before I go to sleep, let me go ahead and have myself a nice peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's the late night food of champions. So I saunter myself into the kitchen, because at 1:30 it's all about the sauntering. And I turn on the light, and I notice that the counter is moving. And as it turns out, there is just a bunch of ants. Decent-sized ants. Not sugar ants. I don't know what you call those ants.
Mega huge, nasty, I'll beat you up ants.
Ants from hell. All over the damn counter. Now, I go ahead and I figure I need to kill these ants. Right?
Right. We don't have any, like, insecticide, though.
No, we don't.
We don't have bug problems.
Now, you see, I didn't realize we didn't have insecticide. So I look underneath the sink, which is where most people keep insecticide, if you had it.
And you're reaching for, like, cleaning products, right?
Right. I'm figuring I'm going to find some kind of anything that sprays, I'm going to spray all over the damn counter, and that'll be the end of these ants, okay? So I look, and keep in mind, it's late, and there's something on there that says KILZ, kills. It says kills on it. So I don't even know what it is. I pick it up, I shake it, and I give it a spray, and you know what? It's spray paint. So I spray paint the counter.
Why do we even have spray paint?
I don't know why. Well, you know what? Sometimes late at night, I go and I gotta tag the neighborhood. I gotta tag it with Radio Dan. I go down to the high school. I don't know why we have white spray paint. But we do. And for some reason, it's called Kills. How misleading is that?
Kills the brain cells, that's why.
Uh-huh, I know. So, I had to get rid of the ants, and then I had to spend the rest of the night scraping the paint off the friggin' counter. This is like a 2-hour job. I don't get to bed till like 3:30.
Wow, did you get your peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No, I did not get the peanut butter. Oh, and do you want to know why there were ants out? Where did the ants come from? Well, honestly, I don't know, but I do know this. I know what brought them out. Someone in this studio, I will not say who, but it was Jessica. Someone left a bunch of food out. Things like the peanut butter, ranch dressing bottles, honey mustard bottles. It was like, I don't know. It was like an open smorgasbord of condiments all over the damn place.
I must have been out last night, like, of my mind or something.
Oh, good Lord. So, anyway, that's what happened to me last night. So this morning, the alarm goes off at, like, 6, and me on, like, 2.5 hours of sleep, I just turned it off on Jessica, so I think you got up late. But then you decide, hey, Dan, why don't you take me to work, and then you can go ahead and get the tag our car renewed.
Yeah.
Because it's
the last day that you have off.
It's the last day. It's the last day pretty much before, it's going to be really, really late.
Yes.
Okay. So, I take the car, and I go down to the courthouse. Now, first I drive you to work, then I come home, and then I sleep. And then I get up around 12 or 1, and then I go, okay? So, I go over to the courthouse, and I am number 76. Everybody gets a number. They are now serving. They are serving right now. Number 74. So I am thinking,
yes!
This is going to be like 10 minutes, and I'll be in and out. And I can go home and go back to sleep. Or I'll go back to whatever it is that I do during the day. Which
walk,
is...
Walk. Yeah,
it's either that or... It's either that or, you know... One or the other. So... Then, as I'm sitting there waiting, I read a sign. No credit cards or debit cards taken. They are interested in two forms of payment. One is cash and the other is check.
Now, they take rubber checks.
Apparently they do. Okay, here's what I don't understand. McDonald's is willing to take your credit card. But the government doesn't want to take it right out of your bank account. They want you to give you that piece of paper that says, really, it's an IOU until tomorrow. How come this is the last place on earth that still that wants checks over debit cards? Can you explain that to me? Maybe I would get...
You know why? Because those little machines cost money.
Maybe that's what it is. Because they're all sitting in there. For some reason, everything government-related is technologically, like, 20 years behind. They're all sitting there on Commodore 64s. It's ridiculous. Anyway. You know, they're all working on the telegraph machine. So.
Are you stealing my water?
Yes. So, now, I say to myself, damn, I have to go and get some cash. So I leave. I leave my precious spot, and I go and I get myself some damn cash, and I get myself back. And now, I get another number. And you know what number it is?
What number?
03. And you know what number they're now serving? Keep in mind, it only goes up to, 99, and then it starts over again.
Uh-huh.
Now, remember, I was only 2 behind before.
Yeah.
Now they're serving 84. So now I have 19 behind. 19 plus 1 hour behind.
Wow.
Now, it just so happens that it's early voting day in the courthouse. So I say, let me go and do my civic duty while I'm waiting here doing nothing. So I walk down the hallway, and I vote.
Which I probably won't end up doing.
Well, it's because you're a bum, and whatever. So I walk down the hallway, and I go ahead and I vote. I leave.
You can vote anywhere? You don't have to go to your spot?
Only for early voting.
Oh.
That's why. So I go down to I vote, and while I'm voting, I leave my wallet there. And then I go back, and then I take care of all my business. Now,
you didn't need your driver's license?
Well, you know what's so funny is that in voting, I had to show them my ID, so I took it out of my wallet, and I didn't have my money in my wallet. So when I got to the woman for the tag renewal, I had that stuff. I didn't have to look for my wallet. I just pulled it out. There you go. So then I go all the way home, and trust me, it's like a half-hour drive. And as soon as I get home, oh, no wallet. As soon as I get home.
Well, I know because you call me at work and you say, I can't come pick you up. You got to take a bus home. I have to go back to the DMV and get my wallet or wherever.
To the courthouse. So I drive. I fly. Now, it's 4:30. The place closes at 5. It's a half hour away. Do the math. So I'm flying down the road, right?
Uh-huh.
And I get there with, like, 5 minutes to spare. And as soon as I walk in the room, everybody looks at me in the little voting area, and they're like, hey, it's Dan! Hey, Dan, how are you doing? Oh, we knew you'd be back, Dan. Everyone's, like, laughing at me. They're all having a good time. Here's your wallet, stupid.
Nice.
So then I go to pick you up, and then I end up sitting an hour there. And, in fact, for half of that hour, I had to hide, according to you.
Well, you didn't have to really hide. Like, I just wanted you to go, like, to the bathroom and then maybe walk back. I didn't want him to, because my boss, it's just me and my boss there in the whole building. And he's like, can you stay and do this thing for me? And I was like, oh, if you want to pay me, because, you know, it's $25 an hour.
Unbelievable. It's just it's a ridiculous day. And I still can't get over the whole thing with the, no, give us the check. Give us the piece of paper that nobody else wants.
You know,
want that. We're the government.
Didn't they give you, like, a little checkbook for things like that? With a little fold-in and everything?
A fold-in?
Like a little, like, a check holder thing.
All right, no, they come with the check holder thing, and yeah, there's a checkbook that's around here. No, you didn't set one up. No.
When you went and got your license.
Who left the food out? That's all I'm saying here. Who left the food out that I had to kill ants with spray paint? Those were serious ants. They went from black to white. Freaky.
They were like Topsy.
Yes, they were like Topsy. Yes, they were ants in white face. And then they sat around and
they were black ants in white face.
You know what happens is that after I sprayed them, they started singing this.
I never had party dresses, nobody combed my hair. I never owned a goddamn bitch, my ass was always bare.
Yes!
I never was born, I never was hatched at school, I tatter in the tater patch. I never was born, I never was born, I guess I just grew like potatoes and corn.
Alright! Is having a good time singing that song. All right. So now that was your opening segment, and it took me right to about the time that you usually finish. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
All my whining, my kvetching. Anyway, here it is. It's a quarter after 9 on October 27th. Do you know what happened October 27th, 20 years ago, this very day?
October 27th.
This will only appeal to Radio Dan.
What?
The Mets won the World Series.
Uh-huh.
Yes! There you go. Did I need to look that up?
No.
I just remember. Okay. Now, how many times do we talk about Borat?
Probably way too many. I'm over the Borat.
Right? Every day there's like a new news article regarding the Borat movie. See, we're over it because we saw it a month ago. That's the problem. That we saw it on the advance thing.
Yeah, but if we didn't, we'd be all about going to see it.
Oh, of course, because we talk about it every damn day. That's why, because there's a new story about it every day. Well, we are getting a call into the show. Mr. L. Jenkins is calling into the show. You are on live with Radio Dan and Jessica.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Jessica. I bet you didn't think you'd get rid of Moon, but I'm back.
Aha! I was wondering when Moon would come back. Are you back in... Moon is back in our orbit. How are you doing today, Moon?
Well, I'm super fantastic. Now, when I was on, you guys said you didn't like me too much. Now, I was wondering, when I become a girl, will you finally like me?
I'd have to see some pictures first before I decide. Moon, I'm just curious. Is there a thing of helium near you?
No, this is the way I normally speak.
Oh, okay. I was just curious.
Just incidentally, the same guy who's going to perform my operation also sells boomboxes out of his car.
That I understand that the surgery and the boombox sale, it's usually that kind of industry goes hand in hand.
But because I need the money, I'm thinking about getting into the field of stand-up comedian. So I was wondering if I could present some jokes to you and see how you guys feel about that.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, okay. Let's go on ahead and we're going to get some stand-up comedy courtesy of Moon. Go right ahead.
Okay, now Jessica.
Yes?
Okay, you know the quickest way to a man's heart is through his stomach. But what's the quickest way to a woman's heart?
I give up.
Through her chest with a hacksaw. Okay, maybe this other one will allow you up.
Okay.
What do you get? What do you do when you lock your keys in your car?
You call a locksmith.
No, you say, "Hey, miss, I know you're tied up in there, but could you please press the unlock button with your nose?"
What a creepy, creepy person.
Yes, God, keep going. I'm enjoying this.
Well, that's the difference between you and me. You guys like to talk about pop culture. I like to cover my penis in lipstick and smash it with a hammer.
It's a fine line, really, the difference.
I know. It's like 50-50 of the population.
Okay, this is my last joke. I just wrote it down today. What do you call the second last place winner of a 30-yard dash between one 34-year-old man and five 8 to 12-year-old boys and girls?
I have a feeling that the joke itself is going to be funnier than the punchline.
Well, I call it fresh meat. Now, when you were talking earlier about seeing all these insects on your counter, I'm really glad that it wasn't cockroaches instead of ants.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Me too.
Although sometimes I like to put cockroaches in my underpants. It's fun.
So weird.
Oh,
that's awesome.
And I noticed that you like honey mustard.
Yes, honey mustard is good.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to cover myself in honey mustard and run to walls.
Any second now, he's just going to die laughing.
No, Dan, you said that you lost your license the other day?
Yeah, sure. Yes, I lost my license the other day.
Well, I'm a registered sex offender, and that's one license I'd like to lose.
Poor Moon.
Did you guys hear that Daniel Radcliffe is going to be performing in a play next year?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did.
Yeah, Potter's getting hotter. He's going to be performing nude in a scene.
Yes, we did hear that.
The play's called Equus, but it should be called Moon's Going to London.
Okay.
Here's another one. Haley Joel Osment, you heard about him. He's another sexy boy.
Oh, yes. He's very hot.
He recently got charged for drunk driving.
Yes.
Well, there's a boy that needs to be taught a lesson. I think I know who should teach him one.
Oh, and who's that?
Well, yeah, I think you guys know that. You know, in The Sixth Sense, he saw dead people. Every time I open my freezer, I see dead people.
All right.
Fantastic. Moon of fire.
You know, I think in a weird, strange way, this is the best we've ever seen Moon, actually.
I know, this is the best phone call we've ever had from Moon.
Well, thank you, but my trophy's starting to get away. I should go.
Okay.
Anyway, until next time, happy hunting.
Well, there you go. That was Moon,
gosh.
Everybody. Give it up for the Moon. Well, you never know what's going to happen on the Radio Dan Show. Just any old person might call and start dropping some bizarre jokes about killing people and pouring crap on their bodies.
I wonder if Brad was listening.
We can only hope. I would hate to think that he would have missed out on a classic call from Moon. that was
creepy.
Yeah, that was like the dark side of the moon.
Excuse me, miss. I know you're tied up, but can you hit the unlock button with your nose? So weird.
Okay. What the hell was I talking about?
Probably Borat.
Oh, that's right. I was talking about Borat. Actually, this is not really about Borat. The news story is now about Bruno. And who?
The friend?
No. You're supposed to say, who is Bruno?
Who is Bruno?
Why, Bruno is going to be the next thing that Sacha Baron Cohen is going to be doing.
So they've already... It's been a day.
It's been a day. He's already set up on his next thing. And this character is, I don't know, some sort of, like, gay hairdressing kind of guy. But, you know, the funny thing about it is that with Borat, the joke was, well, nobody knew who Borat was, so when he went around to all these people... He was able to get over. But, like, this is awfully publicized, don't you
think? I know, I was going to say.
Mm-hmm. Who are you going to fool now? That's what I want to know.
Well, it won't be Radio Dan. Didn't you get a phone call from, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger or something like that?
Did I get a phone call? Oh, yes, I did get a phone call from, years ago. Years ago, I got a... I got a phone call from Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, it was, what do you call it? It was a Schwarzenegger soundboard. Yes. But it was random. It was, like, just at my house one night, and I answered, and it was like, you know... Who is this? I'll be back. Get your ass to Mars. It's not a tumor. And it was like, everything I said, it was that was, like, the response. Yeah. Yuck. That's a riot. Okay. So, shall we get back to all of the exciting pop culture news that I like to talk about every night?
Please,
can we get down to this? Oh, Michael J. Fox's ads are hurting the GOP, says a study. Michael J. Fox's political commercials supporting embryonic stem cell research may, in fact, be harming Republicans, according to a study conducted earlier this week. According to the study by HCD Research and other such researchers, support for such research increased from 78% overall to 83% after those surveyed viewed the ad by Fox, whose Parkinson's symptoms are very apparent in it. Now, you know what? He was on Katie Couric talking about it and talking about how Rush Limbaugh went ahead and ripped it and the whole thing. And according to him, is that he says the now I wasn't sure if he had taken medicine, he had not taken. I had heard both ways,
uh-huh.
Right? And he said the irony of it is that I was too medicated. He says it takes a while for it to kick in, so it hadn't quite kicked in yet when he was doing that. But he had taken his medication that day, and if you saw him on Katie Couric, like his leg was like wildly kicking while he was talking to her, and in fact, his microphone popped off his jacket because of it. He had to stop the interview, he had to put it back on.
Nice.
Yeah, you don't want to see it. Have you seen that commercial?
No.
Oh man, you don't want to see it. He is flip flopping all over the damn place.
Wow.
All right, and let's see. Do you know about? Now we talked about this yesterday. How the Dixie Chicks have this documentary coming out,
uh-huh.
Right?
Just shut up and sing.
Right.
Well, they have a song. I don't know how many songs have come off their new album, how many singles. But one they had a video for, and it was the whole idea. And one of the quotes is, you know, how can you teach your kids to hate someone they don't even know just for having opinions and stuff like that? And the country music stations did a Johnny Cash on them, would not play their music, and they still had like a number one album for like months. You know?
Is that right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Wow.
But yeah, they're going on and on and on and about this, and it's on and on.
Well, check this out. NBC is now refusing to air ads for their documentary. Now, it's funny, I didn't know that documentaries like this ever had commercials on TV. But apparently NBC and CW... And you know when the CW gets involved, step back. Because all six of their their viewers...
Someone does too much radio.
Someone does too much of something around here. NBC and the CW network have refused to carry ads for Shut Up and Sing, the documentary about the Dixie Chicks' opposition to the war in Iraq, which opens this weekend in L.A. and New York.
Oh, so they're not... The CW, which I thought would probably be a more liberal... like, station. Well, I guess they, oh no, what am I thinking? They play 7th Heaven.
Yeah, they play 7th, yes, there you go. They're the one, in fact, the ones that, like, 7th Heaven actually officially signed off forever at the end of last season, and then they talked them into coming back. I'm sure it wasn't a hard conversation. I'm sure it was like, hey, you guys want to come back? Yes! But nonetheless, they were done, and now they've brought them back, so. Okay, now this is, according to the Weinstein Company, that's who's distributing this film, they say, it's a sad commentary about the level of fear in our society that a movie about a group of courageous entertainers who are blacklisted for exercising their right of free speech is now being blacklisted by corporate America. That's according to Harvey Weinstein, who is he's the head of that company and an overall gigantic man and a weasel. Now, this comment that he has, though, about courageous entertainers who were blacklisted, what is this, the 50s?
I know.
What is he talking about? Is he talking about the Hollywood 10? I don't think so.
Is he talking about the Warner Brothers 11? The cartoons?
I don't know.
Sorry.
I don't know
Nothing.
I don't get the reference.
Forget it.
Sorry.
Nothing.
All right, you know who the Hollywood 10 is, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Who was the Hollywood 10?
The Hollywood 10 were the people who were blacklisted in the 1950s. When they had the communist here. Yeah, when they had the Red Scare, they brought him in, and, Clifford Odets named names, and Ilya Kazan was another guy who went in and named names, and they got Hollywood writers blacklisted. It was 10 of them.
Who are they?
I don't, you know what, don't know their names offhand. Sorry.
Any?
Don't know any.
Oh, wow, I'm surprised. That seems like something you'd know.
You know what, I'm sure at some point I did know their names. I'm sorry that I can't think of any of them right
That's
now.
Okay, I'm not unimpressed.
Okay, there you go. You
I'm
know what?
Just not impressed.
Actor Sam Wanamaker. I don't know if you would know who he is. He's passed away now. But he was an actor who was blacklisted in the 50s. How about that?
That's sad.
Right? But I did see him get, he got work like in the 90s. How about that?
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Now, reviews of the movie indicate that the film takes a strong stance against the president. Clips of Bush make him seem callous, writes Ann Powers in the L.A. Times. Anti-chick's protesters come off as foolish. One demands that her tiny, puzzled son repeat an expletive directed at the chicks.
Oh, wow.
So basically, they went ahead and they found all of the people who opposed them, and then they made sure to focus in on the dumbest ones.
Yeah.
And they put them in the film. This is the people who hate us. Go ahead, speak, moron. That's what they did. Good job, though. Opening this weekend, and opening down here, Death of a President, another thing that we talk about every damn day. Maybe we won't talk about it much now that it's opening, though.
And now that it's not being looked at as a very good movie.
I know. Now, see, that you know what's so funny is that the controversy surrounding it, I was mildly interested. It's the bad reviews that make me not want to go. Ultimately, that's what should decide, a movie, really. Unless it's something like Birth of a Nation where it's blatantly racist, then I can understand you saying, no, I don't want to go see that. But anything else, come on, grow up. But here's something I think is funny. Now, how often have we talked about this movie?
As much, probably not as much as Borat, but pretty damn close. Definitely second.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. Here's a little quiz for you. What happens in this movie?
Well, rabbits have got to find a new home because...
Wait a minute. That's Watership Down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Death of a President.
Death of a President. Okay, let me think. Okay, so there's a giant meteor headed towards the Earth. And they go find oil drillers.
Good God. What's wrong with you? Everybody knows that that's Armageddon.
All right.
Death of a President. We've been talking about this for weeks. Tell everybody what it's about.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The point was that I was trying to make was that everybody knows what this movie is about.
Oh, what? Because I would know, that means that... If Jessica knows, then everybody knows?
If the average Jessica knows, then pretty much everybody knows.
Okay.
Besides, you're such a blabbermouth, you would have told everybody by now.
Right.
Okay.
But yes, it's about the Holocaust and... sorry. All right, that's it. It's about the assassination of our current president, President George W. Bush.
Okay, fantastic. Now, the article that I'm reading is reactions from some people who have seen this. These people who apparently have lived in a cave. The film is called Death of a President, and its provocative premise has stirred up plenty of controversy, but still managed to surprise several moviegoers in its U.S. debut. I didn't know the president would get bumped off. I thought maybe he would get wounded, says Cutter Cash, age 44.
What state is that?
I don't know, but I'm going to guess...
A red state.
A red state, with a name like Cutter Cash. That's just... It's just a feeling I get.
That's funny.
And I love how it's called Death of a President. And he's surprised that the president didn't make it through. He says, I didn't know the president would get bumped off. It's in the title. They tell you. Another one says, I thought it was going to be about Daddy Bush. I didn't know it was going to be about W, says Charles Snow, age 45, IQ 46. The pseudo-documentary, and we all know this, yes, imagines the assassination of President George W. Bush and the hunt for his killer that involves Arab Americans and a black Iraq War veteran. Politicians across the spectrum, from the Republican Party of Texas, Bush's home state, to New York Democratic Senator Hillary Clinton, have criticized the movie for portraying the killing of a sitting president, blah, 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 blah. Let's see. This is at a theater a few blocks from the White House. A matinee audience scoffed when Bush warned about a nuclear-armed North Korea and chuckled when a Secret Service agent said he didn't engage in racial profiling. But, however, there was silence when the president was hit by a sniper fire and much for the rest of the film. Afterward, several said they had motivated to see the film by their intense dislike of Bush. It's funny, when they were talking about what a great man he was, then it got serious when they started... I'm sorry, it was funny when they were talking about what a great man he was. And then it got serious when they started rounding everybody up, says Mikey Martinez, 55. It really brought out how much damage could be done if he really were to be assassinated. Now, her friend, Susan Wallach, says, I think it's sad that he's such a lousy president that we have to make a movie like this to get it out of our system.
Well, you know, just in these few... Yeah, very funny. But
it is, because, you know, it's the prince who made the movie. It's not us.
No, I know. But, you know, it's a good thing, you know. Everybody hates Bush so much, you know. If ever there was going to be an assassination... I would probably bet it would be him. I mean, I know there's been assassinations before, not like it's never happened. And the sad thing is it's happened to good presidents, you know?
I know. I mean, can you imagine what things would be like today if McKinley had lived? I'm sorry. No one ever talked about that assassination.
I know.
His ass
it's
got
like...
shot. Nobody cares.
All
right. They named the mountain. That's all we get. Okay, we had enough of death of a president.
I had enough of death of a president like 2 days ago.
Right? I know. Now I want the bastard to live. That's how much I've flip-flopped on it. Here's something that it's... No one should ever be talking about this because it's so lame, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. Because there's one point that I find interesting. This is Clay Aiken...
Why? You know, that's another one you talk about all the time.
You know, Clay Aiken. Oh, Clay. He's going to be singing on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know what's more nauseating, a soap opera like Days of Our Lives or Clay Aiken. So to me, it's like a perfect marriage of vomitatious entertainment, right? However, here's what I find amusing is that this article says here... The episode's going to air on December 22nd, so if you go ahead and watch it. Torture yourself. But it mentions that his fans they have a name. You know how, like...
Clay Aiken fans?
Yes, Clay Aiken
like
fans.
Like Trekkies?
Like Trekkies, or you know what they call Jimmy Buffett fans?
Flip-flops?
That's good. Parrot heads. Flip-flops! Hawaiian shirts. Alcoholics.
Threw out a flip-flop. when I stepped on a pop rock.
On a pop rock? Was this at the candy store? Is that where Margarita was located next to? After he was at the candy store in Margaritaville, he bought some pop rocks and Sour Patch Kids.
What
is that? It's a pop top. You know, like a bottle of soda, a pop top.
Oh.
Pop rock. Have you been singing pop rock your whole life to Margaritaville?
I don't sing it.
Anyway, what, you know what they call Grateful Dead fans?
Deadheads.
Deadheads, there you go. Deadheads, parrotheads. So if you were a fan of Clay Aiken, they would call you...
Gayhead.
I was going to say homosexuals. But no, actually, it's... This sounds pretty gay. It's you'd be a... Claymate. Claymates. I know. The look on your face, it's like... Who came up with that? Claymates? Get out of here. That's so...
Brilliant!
But not, you know? How about this? Just in time. I know all of you people out there, you're making your plans for New Year's Eve. And I have good news for you. Because they're going to be propping up Dick Clark this year.
Propping him up.
Yes. They found like a stick that's the right size to hold him up and stick him in Times Square. Because what else could, you know, the geriatric man who suffered strokes... Let's put him out in the freezing cold on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, but he's always inside, isn't he?
No, he's outside.
Oh, he's the outside one?
He's the outside guy. Dick Clark is returning for New Year's Rockin' Eve.
He should be on the inside.
He should be on. Well, maybe they will this year. I don't know. Last year was like the first year he missed, or maybe he missed the last two. I'm not sure. The only show he missed followed his the stroke in 04. Okay, there you go. So he
was there last year.
I guess he was. Now, Dick is...
He was there the year before.
He's 76 years old these days.
Gosh.
Yes, and still... And
how old is his youngest child? Three?
He's 76. The makeup he wears is like 52. All right. Ryan Seacrest will be co-hosting and will eventually take over whenever Dick retires or freezes to death. And Christina Aguilera will be the big guest this year. How exciting.
I'm excited.
Are you?
Are we ever going to do Times Square during New Year's Eve?
Do you want to go out there in the freezing cold with all those lunatics?
Well, just to, like, say we've done it type thing.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Do you want to do it this year? Can we afford it?
No.
Let's make a... Let's say 2010, the year that I can drive completely legal. 2010.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Are you a big fan of the films... Faces of Death?
I know what I'm not a big fan of.
What?
The phrase, big fan.
No, because usually that's in the phrase, I'm not a big fan of. I asked if you were a big fan of this.
Well, I guess that would be a fan thing.
Right.
Not like you're saying, are you a big fan of pop rocks?
Pop rocks.
Or flip-flops.
Or pop tops? Or alcoholics?
Or claymates?
Or parrot heads? Or homosexuals?
No, as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm.
Faces of what? Faces of Death?
Faces of Death!
You know what? Those things are like freaking snuff films, man.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's not real.
Oh, they're not?
It's not real.
None of them?
I don't know about none of them. I know the first one is no deal.
Is that true?
It was later revealed that the human component and some of the animal scenes had been faked.
Wow.
But nonetheless, spawned 5 sequels. Because people are stupid. Anyway, they're going to redo this. It's going to be resurrected as a low-budget horror film. So...
Well, weren't they like documentaries or something?
Well, no, it was. Well, yes, it was supposed to seem that way. However, it was an illusion.
Joe, why don't you do one of your little tricks?
I've made a huge mistake.
Okay. Have you seen that show, 20 Good Years?
Speaking
of Arrested Development, it stars Jeffrey Tambor and John Lithgow.
Oh, no, I haven't. That comes on like around. Well, I know it comes on the station that plays Studio 60, right?
That would be NBC, by the way. That station. That will be the station that I'm ripping off their original logo for my logo today. NBC.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so you've not seen it then?
No.
Oh, okay, very good. Well, guess what? Now you'll never see it, because it's gone.
Oh, my God.
Yep. It's been pulled off the schedule after a low-rated first 2 weeks. Now, the people over at NBC have not exactly been programming geniuses, unlike the people here at Talk Radio X. Have you seen that schedule?
It's pretty impressive.
It's a humdinger, let me tell you right now. That thing is put together by, I don't know, some sort of Grant Tinker-esque genius. Well, but they are doing something that I think is pretty cool, is they're rebuilding the Thursday night lineup, and they're putting it back to being comedies.
What is it right now?
Well, right now you have My Name is Earl at 8, The Office at 9. Then you have Deal or No Deal at 9.
Do people still watch that damn show?
You know, I don't know. Then ER is at 10. However, what they're going to do is they're adding 30 Rock and Scrubs to make it a nice, solid 2 hours of comedy, which is how they always should have had it.
So they're taking off ER? Is that what they're doing? Or Deal or No Deal?
Deal or No Deal is probably going to move to another night. Let's see. In fact, I can tell you what's going to happen around here, okay?
Please do.
30 Rock's going to be the first to join the Thursday lineup November 16th for a supersized night of 40-minute episodes of Earl, The Office, and 30 Rock. So you'll get three shows in the 2 hours. You follow?
No. How is that going to happen?
Because each show is going to be 40 minutes long that night. It's like a special night.
Forever?
It's a special night.
Oh, just one night?
Yes. Not a special night forever. Just a special night.
A special Thursday night every Thursday?
No. It's one time. It's going to happen once.
Oh, okay. Listen,
then
you're retarded and you don't know how to speak.
Then the next week, comedy is not going to be on at all because that'll be Thanksgiving and NBC is going to show 2 hours of Deal or No Deal. Right? But that's okay. Get over that. November 30th, then we're going to have a whole new lineup, and it's going to look like this. Earl at 8, The Office at 8:30, Scrubs at 9, and 30 Rock at 9:30. Now,
an hour and a half of ha-ha-ha.
Wow. What's the half hour that's not a ha-ha-ha?
Didn't you say, oh.
It's two. They're 30-minute shows. There's four of them.
I'm sorry.
Are you paying attention tonight?
Not really.
You're just,
I'm very sleepy.
You're just kind of nodding
I
off, aren't
you? I'm taking that before we go.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. You're just kind of like in Lala. Little Jessica is, you know, feeling a little tired. That's okay. Anyway, now you see, Thursday night became the powerhouse for NBC. It became must-see television. This was back in the 80s when we had Cosby, Family Ties, Cheers, and Night Court. And think about that block.
That block was probably pretty impressive at the time.
That was a damn solid block. That was a block that owned that night, and it wasn't even close. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Over time, it had, you know, that block had to morph, you know, as shows came in and came out. But there was always a solid anchor at 8 and a solid anchor at 9, you know? I mean, it went from Cosby and Cheers, and then in the 90s it was Friends and Seinfeld, and then I think Frasier filled that spot for a little while, and you know, it was always the Thursday thing, and then in the 00s, in the millennium, they went ahead and they threw that stupid-ass show, The Apprentice, at 9 o'clock, and they threw it all out of whack. Not a comedy, it's an hour long, so now finally they're getting back to the basics there, and good job, NBC. You could have called me, I could have told you what to do. In fact, personally, I would have told you to pick up Arrested Development and put that on in that slot as well. But let's move on, shall we?
Yes, because all the cast members of Arrested Development have.
They all. I know. I'm the only one still holding on. I won't let it go.
I've made a huge mistake.
Now, we're all saddened still by the passing of Steve Irwin, right?
Steve Irwin.
The Crocodile Hunter.
Oh, yes.
Okay, now, let me ask you, how long is it going to be before we can start making fun of that?
I don't know.
Like, can we do that now?
Well, you know, you can. Who's going
to... Well, okay, no, I don't mean... Granted, Radio Dan broadcasts to four people, and three of them are related to me. I mean, just in general, people in the media.
I don't know. Why has Gilbert Gottfried already started talking about it?
Gilbert Gottfried? That's the name you go to first?
Well...
I like that.
No, at a roast, he had started talking about, I think, 9/11.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
And it was too soon, is what he was getting, so then he broke into the aristocrats.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Well, how about South Park has already mocked Steve Irwin? I'm sorry, has mocked his death.
No.
That's right. Now,
too soon!
Now, the episode, which aired here in the United States earlier this week, shows Satan preparing to host a Halloween fancy dress party. Now, other guests include Princess Diana, Hitler, the notorious B.I.G., and there is Irwin. And there he is walking around in a bloodstained shirt with a stingray still sticking out of his chest.
Oh, that's messed up.
Right? And I believe Satan tells him to leave, and he says, no, it's too soon for you to be here.
Oh, too soon.
Right?
Too soon to mock it.
Right, exactly. Now, John Bayer of the UK TV watchdog Media Watch says, this is such bad taste, and the makers of South Park should review their decision to show it. Steve's family are still grieving. To lampoon somebody's death like that is unacceptable, and so soon after the event is grossly insensitive.
Grossly insensitive.
It's grossly insensitive. Now, South Park, makers, Comedy Central, they defend the episode because they're probably used to defending every episode that comes out. For them, it was just another day at the office. Oh, okay, yeah, all right, let me go walk out the door. Yes, we defend South Park. All right, thanks, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
A spokesperson from the company said that it has offended people in the past, and you know what? It probably will again. Regular watchers would not be shocked. So basically, according to Comedy Central, look, we already have our core group. That's all we give a rat's ass about. They know the deal. They make fun of everything. Nothing is sacred. Sacred cows make the best hamburgers. Cliche, etc., etc. And everybody.
I like how you look like such a jerk saying that too.
I know. Too bad. We got to get like a little webcam here, like Mike and Mike in the morning.
Oh yes, definitely.
Then we could be like. Like Miss Trish, who doesn't show up for her job.
So have we not heard from her again?
We haven't heard from her again, so who knows where she may be. I believe that we're going to end up with Big T and Friends, or Big T and Company, I'm not
who
sure.
Is that?
He is an offshoot of the Hooter and Greenway show. You thought that was Mr. T? Everybody keeps saying that it's Mr. T. It's Big T. He's bigger than Mr. T because he's Big T. I got one last story for you there, intern Jessica, on the Cavalcade of Fun on our Friday episode.
Thank God it's Friday!
Yes! Now, good old Mariah Carey, her weekend concert was canceled over in Hong Kong because of poor ticket sales and what promoters have said were the pop stars, quote-unquote, unreasonable demands. Now, she was going to perform on Saturday. It was going to be an outdoor concert, and it was near Hong Kong Central Financial District, right? Now, promoter Concerts Asia said that it only sold a mere 4,000 tickets despite a, quote, substantial advertising campaign. And here's the best quote about this. We have decided to cancel the event effective immediately due to both the poor response of public ticket sales and due to the specific last-minute demands, which we find wholly unreasonable and not with the best interests of Hong Kong, us, and also the fans.
Gosh, they're slamming her every which way.
I love that.
You didn't sell any damn tickets, and you're a jerk.
Whatever her demands were, they were not in the best interests of Hong Kong. Yes,
she wanted to perform, and she wanted the country to be renamed.
I know. I want a bowl of green M&Ms, and I want the country to be called, while I'm performing, Carrie Land. And then once it's over, I want the British to take over again.
Oh.
What? What does that mean? It was not in the best interest of Hong Kong. That is so funny to me. I would love to know what her demands were. They must have been really good. So anyway, if you were looking to see said Mariah Carey concert in Hong Kong, well, guess what?
So, Twinkle, I don't know how far away Hong Kong is from you, but you can't go see her.
She'll have to wait till she gets closer to her. I don't believe Twinkle is close to Hong Kong. Look, I know that I could find Hong Kong on a map. Can you?
Yes.
Why don't I believe you?
I could. Especially one of those maps that have things listed.
Oh, Jess, you're so swell. So, what are we going to do this weekend, Jessica? We'll wind it down here on the show.
I tell you, I wanted to go out dancing tonight, but we might have to do the Soho tomorrow.
Oh, you know what? Soho
I worked so hard. I'm so tired.
But the Soho Lounge, I'm just lousy. Maybe we'll find something completely different to do.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe I could...
I want to go to the movie this weekend, like, a lot. I want to go to a few.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should go to Respects tonight since it's free.
Oh, well, that's true. Well, you know, it's 10 o'clock now, so it's early on the Friday night.
Yeah,
we'll
maybe
see.
I could take a little nap.
We'll give it an hour and see how you feel, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Oh, also, just so you know, everybody out there, there is a website. It's called postsecret.com.
Okay.
It was an experiment. I think he was a teacher, and he said, listen, write down a secret on a postcard, a homemade postcard.
Do you want to know a secret?
Maybe you've heard the song by All American Rejects, I'll tell you my dirty little secret. Well, if you've seen the video, it's full of these little postcards. And there's a book that comes out. Because the website, he posts about 10 to 15 new secrets every week. Every Sunday you could see new ones. And what you do is you make a postcard, you put your secret on it, you mail it to him, and he posts it on his website. Also, he's come out with a book already, and a new book has just come out, a sequel. And all it is you know, here, you know what? I'm going to go grab my book, and I will read a secret or two. This is the first one.
This does not really carry the same weight if you can't see the actual postcard.
No, but I mean this isn't too much. It's a homemade postcard. It's got a drawing of a funny looking boy and it's got a crowd.
Kind of a nerd looking
nerd
guy.
Nerd in the background, and it says, I actually enjoy being an outcast. This is a blank post
index card.
Index card, and it says, I wish I were a popular idiot instead of a lonely genius.
And it says, signed Antibert. What?
Antibert.
Here's a quote from one of the posters. Dear Frank, after I created my postcard, I didn't want to be the person with that secret any longer. I ripped up my postcard and decided to start making some changes in my life.
Ah, so the post-secret postcards are changing the world.
I lost my virginity last week, but I don't feel any different.
Wow. Did she do it right?
When I eat, I feel like a failure. And it's got a picture of a cupcake in a no smoking sign.
No smoking sign. Let me ask you a question, Jess.
Yes.
Did you send an email today to Jay Cromley?
Yes, I did.
Did you get a response?
No, I sent one a couple days ago.
Right.
And I said, what day would you like to be on?
Yes.
I would rather it be sometime during the week, either Tuesday or a Thursday, or Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday,
right.
Whatever's best for you. And he said, Wednesday, let me know when.
Okay, and did you let him know when?
No, I didn't.
Didn't I send you an email to write him back and tell him? Like so?
I just got the email today from him saying, fine, we'll do it next Tuesday. You call me what time?
Oh, okay, so next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be on the show next Tuesday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what I was asking you.
Yes.
Oh, my, so this is confirmed that he's going to be on our
show? Confirmed, yes.
Wow, did you give him the call-in?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so we'll have to give him the call-in number to get him on board here. But there you go. Wow, that is great. Now I got to go ahead and put that on the schedule. That author, Jay Cronley, is going to be on the Radio Dance. And I told you, didn't I tell you, that he would be first of all of these people that I've been talking about to come on the show.
Did you?
I said that yesterday. We've been talking about, there's three people we've been talking about. Eric Monty, who now I have to read his book before he'll come on, which is fine. There's Ryan Johnson, the writer-director of Brick.
Uh-huh.
Now, he just hasn't been back in touch with me, so who knows where that goes. And there's been Jay Cronley. When you mentioned it the other day that, you know, you had written him and he wrote you back, I said, I bet you he's going to be the first one to come on. And it looks like I'm right, because he's going to be on Tuesday night.
Cool.
Well, see, yeah, it's good to let me know these things so we can talk it up.
I forgot.
So if you people out there, if you've seen the movies Quick Change or Let It Ride or Funny Farm, you know this guy's work. And also, if you happen to be a degenerate gambler, then you also might know his work, because he is a horse racing prognosticator. We are just about out of time. I hope everybody goes and has a fantastic Friday. Go out and live. Do something. But first, before you do that, before you're going to want to stick around and listen to Big T and Friends. And that's coming up in about 30 hot seconds.
Here's another secret.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Income from teaching creative writing, $32,654. Income from writing creatively, zero.
Wow.
That's sad.
That is sad. It's, you know what? It's also like, well, I haven't gotten anything from writing creatively either.
My parents are related.
That's a secret? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. We're out of time. Say goodnight, Jessica.
Goodnight, Jessica.
And goodnight to everybody out there in Internet Radio Land. This is Radio Dan signing off. See you tomorrow, 9 o'clock.
Log on to Mystery Play Internet Radio for the live show, Mystery Play Live, every Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time Zone.
Hold up.